had been too open with her already. I stayed at a distance but watched. Ladies' interrogation methods were deft, vicious, and effective. The lesson wasn't lost on any witnesses. Within minutes, the Strangler admitted that he'd infiltrated the camp follower crowd after our victory at Chirandaprash. The order had come from Narayan Singh himself. Willow Swan had been his primary target. Other Red Rummel men had been assigned other targets. They too had concealed themselves among the camp followers. They'd been directed by the Daughter of Night herself to be very careful executing their missions. The children of Kina had become so few that part of their obligation to their goddess now was to preserve themselves for her sake. Lady knew just how to charm a man into talking. One of those things you learn when you're around forever, I suppose. One of those things people like Long Shadow would like to mine out of your head. She was so effective, the Strangler abandoned hope of his eternal reward to tell her names. I took a walk as Blade began organizing a throat-cutting expedition. Just to underscore her disaffection with them, Lady strangled one of the deceivers herself. She used her own black scarf, taken from a black Rummel man years ago. Every deceiver knew the tale. She sent her messages thus. Crows took off in multitudes. By way of conversation with Narayan Singh, Lady had the heads of the deceivers put on lances and carried across to Overlook. Croker joined me. "That's my sweetie," he said, shaking his head. Like he would have been kinder had he gotten to those men first. He knew what I was thinking. "A lady doesn't murder people in polite company," he grinned. "What polite company?" "The company ain't polite, and I think it was a very ladylike thing she did." "Yeah." He seemed almost cheerful about it all. Chapter 43. I spent a good many hours at it, but I finally located Sleepy with some base camp elements from Big Bucket's Special Forces Battalion. Bucket's gang was doing the biggest part of the work of hunting Mogaba's partisans. I told the kid, "Let's go for a walk. I need to talk to you." I collected a handful of flat stones to throw at crows if those squawking nightmares got too curious. "This about what I hope it is?" The boy was excited. I couldn't remember having been excited about becoming the standard bearer, but I'd gotten the job by default. There'd been no one else able to do it. It had had to be handled. "Partly. I got the final word from the old man. He says you're all right with him. He's leaving the choice up to me. So, you're in, far as I'm concerned. But he wants me to handle the standard myself till after we know, one way or the other, how it's going to go with Long Shadow. We can start teaching you some stuff right away, and see that you get out of some of the more unpleasant duties, so you'll have time. Especially for working on your reading and writing." The boy beamed. I felt a little shitty. "But there's one special job I need you to do first." I saw Big Bucket headed our way, probably to hand the kid one of the very jobs I had just mentioned.
"What? I can handle it."
"Absolutely." Which was why Bucket would pick him out of the crowd. "I've got a secret message that needs to get to Taglios. It's critical. You can take a few guys with you just in case. Use guys who can ride hard. I'll give you authorization to use courier remounts." I raised a hand to forestall anything